From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The UN Security Council has unanimously passed a resolution calling for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. Britain's foreign secretary says now it is time to turn those words into desperately needed changes on the ground. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
It took several days of negotiations to get to a final text of the resolution. It stresses the urgency of and calls for an immediate, durable, and fully respected ceasefire. The resolution also calls on member states to do more to prevent Hamas from smuggling in more rockets to Gaza. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says Gaza must not be a launching pad for attacks into Israel. She said the U.S. supports the goals and objectives of the resolution, which she called a roadmap to a sustainable peace, but the U.S. abstained from the vote. And the secretary said there's much more work to be done to get to a durable ceasefire. She praised Egypt's President Hosni Mubarak for his negotiating efforts. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Despite the UN resolution, Israel pushed ahead today with its two-week-old operation in Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert called the resolution unworkable, and he said Palestinians in Gaza had fired yet more rockets at Israel today. The UN has stopped food shipments to Gaza, saying its trucks have come under Israeli attack. The Red Cross accuses Israel of preventing its aid workers from bringing medical care to victims of the bombardments. A special committee of Illinois lawmakers is recommending the state house impeach Governor Rod Blagojevich for misconduct and abuse of power. And the state house could vote on that recommendation as early as today. From the Illinois State Capitol in Springfield, NPR's David Shaper reports.
The committee voted unanimously to recommend impeachment, compiling a long list of accusations, including the federal corruption charges against the Democratic governor that alleged Blagojevich tried to profit off the power of his office. Chicago Democrat Eddie Acevedo says Blagojevich cannot be trusted and must be removed from office.
The governor has lost both trust in the general public and his colleagues in government and is simply unable to govern. It is our responsibility as elected representatives to the people of Illinois to put this awful chapter behind us and move forward.
A statement from Blagojevich's office called the committee's vote a foregone conclusion and the impeachment proceedings biased and flawed. Blagojevich would be the first Illinois governor ever impeached. If the House votes to impeach, the state Senate would put the governor on trial later this month. David Shaper, NPR News in Springfield, Illinois.
A suicide bomber killed at least 6 people in southern Afghanistan today. Officials say the bomber detonated explosives strapped to his body in a produce shop. A senior police official who's believed to have been the target of the attack was killed, as was his bodyguard. Stock prices in Asia closed slightly lower today. From Washington, this is NPR News. The U.S. says 2 top al-Qaeda operatives were killed on New Year's Eve in a U.S. strike in Pakistan. U.S. intelligence agents believe one of the men was behind the bombing of the Marriott Hotel in Islamabad in 2008 and an attack in October of 2007 on a convoy that carried Pakistani political opposition leader Benazir Bhutto. Bhutto died in another attack later in 2007. The U.S. says both of the men killed were involved in the bombings of U.S. embassies in Africa in 1998. The University of Florida again reigns as the champ of college football. Last night in Miami, the Gators won their 2nd national title in 3 seasons. They beat the University of Oklahoma 24-14. From member station WLRN, Phil Latzman reports.
The Gators clinched the victory with 3 minutes left when quarterback Tim Tebow leaped to hook up with receiver David Nelson on a 4-yard touchdown catch. Florida's Percy Harvin dashed for 122 yards and a touchdown, while quarterback Tebow shook off 2 interceptions and rushed for over 100 yards to earn the game's MVP award. He praised the Sooners for hanging tough.
They're a great program. Unfortunately, we were able to come away with this big win, but they're a great program. Their defense came up big and made a lot of great plays, and Coach Stoops did a great job game planning.
The now 13-1 Gators are the number one team in the final Associated Press football poll, but it wasn't unanimous. They claimed 48 first-place votes. Second-ranked but undefeated Utah garnered 16 of them. For NPR News, I'm Phil Latzman in Miami.
Home Depot, the world's largest home improvement retailer, says it's ending its Olympic sponsorship program. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.